Here I am with Dr. Goodwin MacDonald, who's a GP and a homeopath. Dr. MacDonald has been practicing since 1976. He's based in both Dublin and Galway, and he practices what's called integrative medicine. Is that right?
That would be correct. I would do most of the conventional tests and examinations, but I would try and look at other elements such as the dietary element, which I would consider pretty important. I'd be looking at the nutritional status of the patient, basically, and are there any associated family history as to what's in the family. Because a lot of these diseases tend to run in families, like Asperger's would be the classic example. Asperger's has only really come out in the last 25 or 30 years. Before, you were a very bright genius who was stepped in a corner, had only a few interests, and only came out on Sundays, basically. And used to be regarded as a little bit odd, but in actual fact, there's nothing actually wrong. You can just sort all the problems out and perfectly sort it out.
And it seems there's more and more diagnoses of these issues. Is that just more awareness or more prevalence?
Basically, in the States, the figures at the moment, the figures 25 years ago were 1 in 10,000. The figures at the moment are somewhere between 1 in 80 and 1 in 100. I'm sure, 25 years ago, nobody would have heard about dyslexia, dyspraxia, dysarthria, or Asperger's. You were just, not bright enough or a bit silly and just go to the left of the class. So you didn't get a chance to join main screen. If you had any ADD or ADHD, then you were basically a bit disruptive. If you were disruptive, basically, you were put even further to the corner, basically. Most of these children are usually very bright. And what we're trying to actually do here is to raise the standard of their ability to the maximum they can possibly achieve. And what they have is you try and bring the bottom line up to the top line rather than bring the top line down to a mean level. That's really what we're trying to get at here.
But how do you do that?
Well, basically, you look at it basically from one part of it is the biomedical point of view, basically. Another part would be using the speech and language therapist. Another part would be the occupational therapist. Then there'd be other people who look after the sensory issues, where they don't like noises, loud noises. They worry about their buttons and their clothes, funny taste, smells and food.
So how do you deal with that? How is it that what would somebody expect when they come in with their child and they know they've got a problem with a child living with autism or one of these illnesses you've mentioned? What is it that you do to treat them and that gets them into a sort of a more stable position?
Usually when I've actually seen them for the first time, I would try and assess how much is the diet a part of the problem here. Then I would look at, do I need the antibiotic history, basically? Have they altered bowel habits? And then basically I would look at it from investigating it, having excluded the normal things like hemoglobin, liver function test, electrolytes, maybe thyroid function, maybe diabetes. Then you would try and iron levels. You would try and say, is there something going on here in the gut? And you would investigate it by organizing some of the organic acid tests, which is an American test, which is available to us in Europe now and in Ireland, where you can assess the gut function and is there any overgrowth in bacteria or funguses. Then you can work out what the nutrition status of the gut is. Is it actually absorbing what you put in? So if you put good food in the top end, is the good food being absorbed and all the supplements and nutrients, are they basically being absorbed or is it just flushing out through the system? Then you can also wonder if they're actually allergic. Then you could consider from either a dietary point of view, doing an exclusion by either the dairy or the wheat would be two obvious ones, peanuts, soya, would be other ones. Then you would say, well, maybe I should actually do a screen. These can be done either through blood or through a finger prick test where it's actually screened in the States. They're available in Ireland also as well. Then you would consider doing a hair analysis. This is kind of a long-term, kind of 3-month snap picture of what's actually going on in the hair. It's very effective for toxic metals like mercury and lead. It also gives a reasonably good status of zinc and magnesium. You would obviously pick up the zinc in the child by basically slow growth in hair. You may spot the Denny Morgan lines or kind of weak nails and these kind of little white kind of fluffy clouds under their nails. They would be the three basic tests which you would actually start off with. From there, you can actually move on to could this be a parasite? Could this be a fungus? You can measure that in the faecae samples, which you can send off. And then if you've actually got particular bacteria or funguses, it is ideal to try and culture them, because there's an increased level of resistance to the most common one being Candida albicans. So you would consider alternative antifungal medications such as fluconazole. And then there are the new group of ones called echinocandins coming out, which have a much wider range, because resistance is building up because it's been used extensively for the last 30 or 40 years. Then you could, for a particular organism called Clostridia, which usually lives in the ileum, which is kind of a non-air-based part of the colon, you can use a regular old medicine called Flagyl or metronidazole on a short-term basis, and then you can reassess the patients in 3 months' time to see is it gone, or how far it's actually gone, and does it need to be repeated on a continuous basis. So when you recheck the OAT test, which is the organic urine test, you can do a smaller test and confirm that the bacteria is no longer in the gut and that the flora has rebalanced. You may have to use a probiotic occasionally, which would be large doses of organisms. It's just been recently released in Ireland. There's a new company in Cork which has researched a particular one for several years, and it's been released in Ireland in this spring, and it's available in the general medical prescription book called MIMS. Recently, there's been an exciting new development for Ireland, where there's a new, it's been researched in UCC, it's called Aflorex, which is a new probiotic capsule, which is available in 1 billion organisms per capsule. It can be used once or twice a day, and this has been picked up by Procter & Gamble, and it's a very effective way, and it's nice to see there's an Irish company leading the way in probiotics.
This weekend, so this Saturday, there's going to be a conference. And do you want to tell us what that conference is about and why is it being held?
The conference is being held in the Burlington Hotel. It's been specifically promoted by Karen O'Connor with the idea that basically is to inform people that there are other ways of looking at the same problem. That's not to say that the ideas to date are perfect, but this is a new way of trying to help the children who are actually struggling. The speakers are basically Dr. William Shaw, who's basically the director of the biomedical laboratories in America, who's been studying there. He's been doing work on that for 20 years. And then there's Dr. Sheila Frick, who's been doing music therapy in Toronto for the last 20 years. There'll be an occupational therapist. There'll be a speech and language therapist. And then myself is basically giving a general thumbnail profile of how I would attack it from a general practice point of view.
Who should attend this conference?
There's a wide range. Well, this is really information. This is telling you what's actually available, and you can pick and choose what you need to look for. Obviously, the areas that Karen O'Connor and the Child Development Centre in Galway are focusing on are usually neurodevelopmental issues for the children. In other words, you'd be talking about autism, Asperger's, DCD, which is kind of a mixture of dyspraxia. Then you'd be working at children who've got like slow learning, or have attention deficits. In other words, they're a bit hyper and they're unable to concentrate and who have memory problems.
And how much is it to go to this conference? And where can people get tickets?
The tickets are available online, basically, and the cost of the conference is one full day is basically €82. There's been a very kind benefactor who has come forward to offer funding for a second partner or close associate of the child to come along free of charge.
Dr. Goodwin MacDonald, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.